Paul the Apostle was a master multiplier. Paul would arrive at a new town, and through his preaching, people would become followers of Jesus. Behold, a new church was born. Paul stayed for a period of time at this church. During that time, Paul sought to develop leaders and structure prior to moving on to the next town. Paul established elders and deacons, and he laid out character qualifications and guidelines for discovering the faithful few unto whom leadership would be bestowed. He did this masterfully. His calling was not to be the main man at the new church. His calling was to build into others, establish stability, and move on and do it again. He did this so that the administration of the gospel, the church, would carry on and go multiplicatively viral. He was setting it up to function without his ongoing touch or presence. Now we should follow and lead his example. He started a church and worked tirelessly himself. Then he looked for those faithful few with character and gifts. He poured into those who had risen to the top and taught them to do the work of leading. He got all the plates spinning, and he trained people to keep those plates spinning once he was off to start something new in a different town. Now, I marvel at Paul's ability not only to start something, get it going, but then to walk away with the purpose of doing it again. I think it is more important for me to understand that Paul's trust was not in the leaders themselves, nor in the quality of his training. Yet, you got to see, it was really trust in the Holy Spirit to carry on this work. Paul wrote in the book of Philippians, chapter 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on until the completion of the day of Jesus Christ. You see, God would see this thing through. Paul could confidently walk away, having worked tirelessly to establish a church, knowing that these leaders would not be left as orphans. Paul sought to achieve this multiplying of leaders to build churches through relational discipleship. He says in 1 Thessalonians 2, we not only gave you the gospel of God, but we gave you our very lives as well. It was a relational business to multiply ministry. Paul poured himself into other people. Not only was Paul pouring into key leaders in a new church, he was also pouring into the individuals on his traveling little team. You see, Paul considered Timothy to be his very own son. While Paul was training leaders in each new church, he was also systematically showcasing to Timothy exactly how he was doing this. 2 Timothy 2:2 says this, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust them to faithful men who will be able to teach others as well. Now I appreciate like the numerical nuance of 2 Timothy 2:2. I like multiplication. It's like 2 times 2 times 2. You see, you heard it from me, teach it to others, make sure others can teach it to others as well. This is the essence of ministry multiplication. Bottom line, build ministries through building leaders who can build others as well.